Welcome to Maritime Morning. I'm Scott Simpson. Jordy's on vacation this week. I'm honored to be filling in. Thank you for joining us. Over the next couple of hours, you are welcome to join us in the conversation. Our telephone number for any topic that piques your imagination is 405-6000. 405-6000 in the Halifax area. You can call us toll-free from anywhere at 1-877-801-8255. Find us on Twitter. Lots of people do. At Maritime Morning, and I'm at Simpson957. Later this hour, Casino Taxi wants to be allowed to charge passengers more money. It says taxi fares have not kept pace with inflation. And at 10, how closely should you be watching your kids' online activity? Do you really think you know what they're doing on the computer? And how shocked would you be to find out? First, here's something people talk about now and then, especially after a bad traffic day like we had yesterday morning, when problems on the Dartmouth side of one of the Harper Bridges led to gridlock. The idea is a third bridge. It just seems like a dream to some, but hey, it's that kind of dreaming that can eventually lead to change. Or could the dream become a nightmare? Well, to explore that dream, we have Daniel Rotstein on the line. Did I get your name right, sir?
Hello.
And he's written an article on the website spacingatlantic.ca, a blog that explores East Coast cities. Welcome to Maritime Morning, Daniel.
Thank you for having me.
Bring us up to date on where the city stands right now on building a third harbor crossing.
Well, there's still studies. I'm sort of reviving an older issue in 2008. They explored the possibility of the third harbor crossing and settled on either a overwater crossing in the south end between the CN rail yards and the Woodside area in Dartmouth. And the cost then was between $1.1 to $1.4 billion. So right now the issue seems to be a little by the wayside, but as you said, traffic issues are sort of, you know, in everybody's consciousness based on the gridlock yesterday. And I just thought it was a good opportunity to explore the possibility of a third harbor bridge crossing, especially with the announcement that they're going to be resurfacing the McDonald Bridge.
Yeah, that's still to come.
So that's where it's at. I mean, there's always a lot of potential in the city. So, and as you said, we dream big. So,
$1.4 billion. Tell us again where it would go.
In theory, in the
version of the plans that they've dreamed up.
Well, I guess the from what I can gather from my research is that it would go to the building of the bridge and the realignment of the roads.
Well, I mean, physically, where would it go?
Oh, where would it go? Oh, again, from my research, what I can see is that it would go between the south in Halifax, in the south end near the rail yards.
Okay.
And the shipping container area to the Woodside area of Dartmouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just drawing a map, drawing a picture of it on the thing there.
Yeah.
So $1.4 billion would do that. Do they have the land already, say, reserved?
I'm not sure about that. What I'm more focusing on is whether or not, with my article, is whether or not building a third bridge third harbor crossing to actually ease congestion.
Well, I mean, that's the old argument, isn't it? Well, when they talk about widening a road or building a road or building a bridge, the easy counter argument to it is, well, traffic will expand to fill the roads that you build.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm from the field of urban planning, and I think it's widely accepted in practice around the world that widening roads eases congestion temporarily, but then ultimately in a few years you're just going to, you know, have more cars on the road. So my article was critical of the possibility of a third harbor crossing. And the reason being is I found a quote from Steve Snyder, who said that he hopes people will get out of their cars, but doesn't think they will. And that's why they're building the bridge. So, in my eyes, the idea of a third harbor crossing isn't they're included in the plan's rapid transit line, which is sort of a dedicated bus lane.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the motivation for the harbor crossing is to facilitate more cars onto the peninsula. So in that line of thought, it seems to me a little misguided, and I think would just lead to more congestion.
No, you would think there would be more congestion on the existing roads.
Right, because building car-oriented infrastructure invites people to drive, invites car-oriented sort of development.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, the thing is that I'm absolutely not against cars or anything. You know, a word that a lot of us are using these days is mobility. So I'm for mobility in cities, and mobility is extremely important. But with the current state of affairs, we have two very large harbor crossings and a very weak transportation system. So we're not encouraging a lot of people to use the transportation system that we have in place.
What do you mean?
So, you know, more frequent and reliable service.
When you say transportation system, do you mean buses?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So more frequent and reliable service would, you know, encourage people to take public transportation as opposed to driving. So it's not about anti-car, it's about pro-mobility. So it's providing alternatives and options so that traffic is the congestion is eased.
So you want to use the carrot rather than the stick to get people out of their cars?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay. Here's an idea, and you've done the research on this. I haven't. I know years ago, I mean, like 100 years ago, in Toronto, they were going to build a bridge across the Don River. And the city government at the time developed a plan that wasn't exactly popular, and it certainly was expensive, but they thought ahead and they built a deck under the road deck in case they ever wanted to build a transit line, a subway. Couldn't we have both? I mean, couldn't we have, say, a bus lane or even, say, a second deck that could accommodate transportation of the future? I mean, added cost, but that would show some vision.
And actually the plan does include bus rapid transit lanes. So that, you know, it is part of the supposed plan. I guess I'm just opening up the conversation to rethink, you know, before we spend $1 billion on something, let's look at what we have already. And it seems like building another sort of car-friendly connection into the peninsula isn't addressing what we have now, which is congestion on the bridges currently. And it's a complicated issue, and there's a lot of responses, and I'm glad that you've invited me on to your show, because the point of the article is to get people talking and get people thinking.
Well, we want people talking and thinking. I guess it looks so simple on the surface, because if we have volume X across two bridges, if we divide that by three, is the volume not decreased?
So Steve Snyder, the CEO of the Harbor Bridges Commission, says, you know, more population. We have, you know, there's population growth, which is great in the regional municipality.
Yeah, and we want more population downtown.
He equates more population growth into more car growth. I'm saying that these are two separate things, and that one should not follow the other. So, you know, reconsidering.
Should not, do you mean philosophically, or you think practically that putting another, say, 100,000 people on the peninsula, you actually don't believe those people will have cars?
Well, it's philosophically, but then bleeds into practically, which is why sort of urban planning is exciting. It's about, you know, creating the cities we want to live in, the cities that will benefit us most. But so he's using, from a quote I have, he's using the assumption that population growth equals car growth. And I'm saying that we don't need to think that way. We can think population growth means more active transportation, more, you know, more alternatives in getting around. The thing is that while they're considering the third Harbor Bridge crossing, they're also putting a lot of money into the Wash Mill overpass, and they're cutting, you know, considering cutting ferry service and letting, you know, the transit system sort of stay where it's at. So it's like we're deciding to put money into one kind of infrastructure, and then we're letting the other one sort of fallow and decay. So I'm just calling for a change in the way we're thinking about moving people.
When you think, Daniel, of your favorite urban planner or your favorite urban planning success story, have you encountered any of these cases where a government has intensified population in a certain area and they have not done it with cars? That the population has blown up, but they didn't drive?
There's tons of examples. And sort of the leaders in urban planning these days are Portland and Copenhagen and Amsterdam. Amsterdam used to be a car city. It was, we now know it as sort of the bike.
Oh, it's Mecca. Bike city, yeah. You can't go anywhere without getting run over by a bike.
In the past, I've seen documentaries in the 50s and 60s, when oil was pretty cheap, there were cars dominated that city. There was cars parked everywhere in the public squares. And after the oil crisis, they sort of changed the way they thought and completely transformed the place and intensified growth in the old city. So there's one example. And another is closer is Portland, Oregon, which has now, with every transit investment, they're thinking not just cars. They are thinking about cars. This isn't an anti-car thing. They're thinking about cars plus light rail plus bike lanes plus walking. So it's just thinking about it in a complete package as opposed to just one mode of transportation that people love driving and that's great, but we've got to think about everyone and how everyone's using.
Interesting stuff. I appreciate you raising the conversation, and I don't mean to seem so antagonistic to your ideas there. Like playing devil's advocate there and fleshing out what people are thinking behind your ideas. Daniel Rotstein, where can people find your articles online?
I've written for Spacing Atlantic. That's spacingatlantic.ca.
Spacingatlantic.ca.
And I liken myself to an urban geographer, and you can find my work at theurbangeographer.ca.
Fantastic. Well, check it out. Share some ideas and join the discussion. If you can leave some comments on Daniel's blog articles, too, if you want to address him directly. Thanks for starting the conversation with us, Daniel.
I appreciate you having me here. Thank you.
My pleasure. So you join the conversation now. 405-6000 is our telephone number. 405-6000 in the Halifax area. If you want to comment in your long distance, we are at 1-877-801-8255. I'll come back in a minute with some of your tweets on this and your calls about the idea of a third harbor bridge in Halifax next on Maritime Morning. I don't claim to be any kind of math wizard, but if you've got X number of cars going across two bridges, and then you spread those cars over three bridges, doesn't it seem like you'd have fewer cars on each bridge?
Yeah.
But it's not that simple. It's not strictly a plumbing problem. Because imagine if it were a plumbing problem and you diverted that flow from two pipes to three. Well, the urban planners say what actually would happen is that as soon as you build that third pipe, somebody would come along and turn up the water pressure, and it would fill up pretty fast. If we build for cars, the cars will fill up the roads. That's how it seems to work most places. Most cities, when they decide to expand their road systems, widen the road, build more bridges, build more roads, before you know it, the roads are all full. But is that bad? Don't we want more people going places? Usually people bring their wallets and they go places and they spend money and they get jobs and they live places. Don't we want more people on the peninsula? Shouldn't we make it easier for them to get around? 405-6000 is our phone number. 405-6000 in Halifax. We're talking about the prospect of building a third bridge. Nobody's saying they're going to make it happen. Should they? Should one of the politicians coming into the fray in this municipal election. Do you think somebody should come out and say, listen, this is not just a matter of I'm not Peter Kelly. This is a matter of I have big ideas. I am the one who is going to bring you a third bridge, everybody. I don't know where we're going to get the money, but I'm going to get it done. How much money's involved? $1.4 billion, according to the man that we were just speaking to. He considers himself an urban geographer, sort of an amateur urban planner. He's got some ideas, and he brings some good discussion to the table. Your phone calls now at 405-6000. Some people are getting at us on Twitter. You can reach us at Maritime Morning. Hey, why not follow us? It's like added value for the radio talk show. Chad says, anyone that seriously thinks spending $2 billion on a third span needs a good cuff in the head. Rasta writes, Third Bridge was talked about 30 years ago, same time we started talking about transit improvements, and nada. Mike D says, a third bridge? Really? No, what we have to do is fix our transit system so people will actually use it. That will help. On the other hand, Michael says, I wish people would give up on trying to make people ride bikes and take buses. I drive a car, and I don't intend to stop. You know, I took transit for a good number of years when I first moved here. Can't say I liked it. I'm a big transit fan. I love subways. I love streetcars. I don't love buses. I especially don't love buses when I could drive and get home in 20 minutes, whereas a bus takes me an hour and a half. I mean, that is just not an incentive. I guess the answer could be buy more buses, pay for more drivers. I don't know if that's really going to happen. So the idea of a third Harbor Bridge, going from South End Halifax over to roughly Woodside. And especially consider that they are planning to shut down a good portion, or possibly all of, one of the bridges to redeck it. It's an expensive project that's been a long time coming. These bridges don't last forever, everybody. They don't last forever. They are mechanical, physical structures. When we drive over them, we wreck them. You wreck your car by driving it, you wreck the stuff you end up driving on. Let us go to Rochelle. Hello, Rochelle.
Hey, how's it going?
Fantastic. What's your thoughts on this bridge idea?
Well, I just think that, you know, people on Twitter and even you yourself complain that, you know, you want to take transit and you like transit, but it sucks. But There's just no way that it's going to get any better if we keep pouring our money into cars instead of into transit. So I just think people need to open their minds maybe a little bit and consider other options instead of being so set in their ways.
Do you think it's an either-or situation that we spend it on roads or transit? Can't we do both?
Not on roads in general, but with a huge investment like a $1.4 billion bridge, I don't think there's any room to do that and improve transit. I think with a number like that, something's going to have to suffer, and I don't think it should be transit.
What if it was paid for by tolls or the province?
Even still, I mean, it would be nice if the taxpayers didn't have to foot the bill, but they would have to eventually. But I think that even if it was paid for by somebody else, we would all suffer in the end with more cars on the road, more pollution in the air, and more congestion downtown. So even the bridge itself is just the first in a series of obstacles that we'd have to deal with.
All right. Fair enough. Thanks for calling in, Rochelle. Now, let's check in with David. Do you have an idea for fixing this?
Yeah, I got a good idea. What they just smarten up what they got and restructure it. A third bridge, what a joke. We don't need a third bridge. They don't even have a third bridge in San Francisco. We take care of the two that we got now. I mean, what dream? I don't know why these people sit back and come up with these ludicrous ideas about putting a third span across the bridge.
We're just imagining, David. Nobody's making a pitch. Nobody's saying we need to do this. We're just imagining right now. But how could you foresee us fixing the traffic situation so that we don't even need to imagine it?
Okay, imagine a high-speed ferry maybe from downtown Dartmouth over to downtown South End Halifax. Imagine the container pier gone and using that as parking facilities. You know, imagine something else besides the bridge. Across a third bridge that's going to look awful gaudy across the harbor. I think high-speed ferries, I was to other cities where high-speed ferries is unbelievable. When you don't have the infrastructure to put in a subway and you have one of the best harbors in the world, why wouldn't you think a high-speed ferry from the cores of Bedford and Dartmouth into Halifax transport people?
Are you talking about putting cars on these ferries?
No. I'm thinking about a high-speed ferry. Here's what they did. They made an infrastructure for Metro Transit where you park your car and you get on a ferry that takes 20 minutes and putt you across the Halifax Harbor to a small little station where if you're not there at the right time, you're lined up outside. I'm thinking of a high-speed ferry where you park your car, you get on a high-speed ferry, you shoot across into a station in Halifax, you go to work, you get back on the high-speed ferry, you could shoot to Bedford, you could shoot to Sultan Dartmouth, you could shoot to Sultan Halifax, instead of these little ferries that putt across the harbor that take 20 minutes and only hold a certain amount of people.
That might be fine for commuters, but if I'm crossing the bridge because I want to cross the bridge, like if I want to go to the Micmac Mall, taking a ferry isn't necessarily...
If everybody thought in the way that we should all have two cars, and because I own a car, I should be able to take my car to work, we would not have any public transit because everyone would have the mentality that they should be able to drive the car. But in a small area with a large population, with the infrastructure that was built back in the 70s, if you build more roads, that's not going to help you. You have to try to change the mentality of people and get it out of their minds that they should be taking their cars everywhere and put in some structure. Why couldn't you have a high speed ferry over to the south end of Halifax and then a Link Transit that takes you directly to Micmac Mall instead of taking an hour to get from Micmac Mall to Micmac Mall from Woodside?
Exactly. Okay, thanks very much for the call, David. I appreciate your giving us your thoughts on Maritime Morning. We'll talk about this another time, perhaps. I think there's a lot more to talk about. Coming up after the news, gas prices have fallen compared to last year, but one taxi company's lobbying for an increase in the fare rates. Do cabbies deserve a raise? Next on Maritime Morning.